guest analyst this afternoon, Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossy. Dan, we saw a market that's a little bit softer here in the soybeans. Wheat was the downside leader. Corn was kind of caught between the two.
No, that's right, Randy. The additionality of some rain in the Black Sea and a Russian crop analyst named Ikar raised their Russian wheat estimate to 82.5 from 81, and that kind of sparked the selling in the wheat. Not a lot of volume, if you will, but it's all going to be about rain across the plains and then in the Black Sea in coming weeks. Corn and soybeans lower as more tariff talks. President Trump indicated those countries buying crude oil from Venezuela would engage in an additional 25% tariff. Well, China's the big buyer of Venezuelan crude, about 55% of their crude oil. So many people fear that China may be looking at 45% tariffs, which was seen as negative for, you know, both the corn and soybean market.
Sure. That spilled over into everything else then, too, I'm guessing, right?
It really does. I mean, every day is a new tariff headline, and depending whether it's a new country or a new tariff, everybody fears a reciprocation against U.S. agriculture, and so it keeps our head down and kind of keeps the price trend under pressure, if you will.
How about livestock? What happened there?
Yeah, markets came down in cattle. We saw some selling late last week, even though the cash market was sharply higher. The April cattle contract finished on about $1 today, $205.90, and again, some pressure there. So the discount of April futures to the cash market's widening. We'll see how that all works out. It looks to us anyway that discount or that basis is too wide at the moment. But again, the feeder cattle market held in somewhat better with some rain projected across the plains. And so it had some grab to it in terms of stickiness. And then the hog market, again, April hogs finishing slightly lower. Not a lot of additional trade there. But again, worry about Mexico as we head into early April and potential tariffs there.
Anything else we should be aware of here?
No, I think that's it, Randy. It's all about tariffs. I mean, the market's struggling here. Volume's going down. We're seeing fewer and fewer people trading. We're getting the holiday-type volumes in Chicago Board of Trade. So this is unfavorable as we head into the end of the month and quarter and a USDA report a week from today.
Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossy.